All right, guys, Coach Mike here, and we are ready to rock and roll in month six. But before we do, month five, really important stuff there. So I'm not sure, well, I'm assuming you've listened to it, or else you wouldn't be listening to month six. And if you didn't, you stop this recording right now and you go back to month five and listen to it. But more importantly, hopefully you listen to it and really put it to work for you in every area in your life, whether it's finances or career or a new house or a material thing or things or your body or your relationships, anything that you deem super important in your life. And it's our choices, right? Every year in our life is, we determine the way we want it and what's really important to us and things. So if it's really important to you, and finances are really important to most people, because it provides freedom. It's not about the money. Money's just energy. And money's not designed to make us happy. Money is designed to make us comfortable, but it's important. And people have this inherent need for freedom. So that's a really important recording, in addition to everything we've ever done together is important. So, and I know the rock stars in this program, 365, are always committed. So make sure that that's the one that you go back to and you really implement every day into your morning formula and things. So, all right, let's get on to month six. How about a challenge? We're going to be off to a fun, amazing challenge. So now, whenever you're starting this challenge, now everyone's going to be listening to month six at different times, depending on when you came into Acceptance 365. But your month six is going to be a challenge. And this is the mother of all challenges. It's our 100-day challenge. 100-day challenge. And whenever you're listening to this recording, pick a day in the very near future. So pick a day 1, 2, 3 days from now. If you want to start it on a Sunday or start it on a Monday, don't push it off, though. Let's get rocking and rolling. But we're going to do a 100-day challenge. And this 100-day challenge isn't to necessarily create a goal. It is to necessarily learn a new skill. So we're going to spend the next 100 days mastering something. Okay, so I did this challenge several years ago. I want to say maybe 3 years ago with a group that I coach. And we did a 100-day challenge. And my challenge items, to give you an example, one of them, was to do a Facebook Live professionally. Because I was really confused at the time what Facebook Live was. And it wasn't as easy as it is now. So I decided to do 100 straight days of Facebook Lives. And I did. And they're archived somewhere. I did 100 straight days. I went live on Facebook. And then I was obviously a master at it. I mastered, just the art of communicating with people on Facebook, the art of knowing how to do it. And it was a skill by the end of 100 days. And then I actually practiced my golf swing for 100 straight days. And come hell or high water, I went and pounded golf balls every single day for 100 straight days. And in the middle of that 100-day challenge, I won a big golf tournament with my buddy John. And we won a two-man tournament. It was 72 teams. We won first place. And that was on day, like, maybe 55 or 60 of our 100-day challenge. And, yes, I went out. We played three straight days of intense golf, tournament golf, and excessive heat, and won the tournament. It was really like a huge celebration. It's a big deal. It's their signature tournament every year. And then the next day I was out pounding golf balls. So I hit golf balls for 100 straight days. And I really, in that time, I revamped my entire game. I was probably a 10, 11, 12 handicap at the time, maybe 11, 12. And I spent 100 days working on improvement. I changed my entire swing and got down to a 4 handicap. Okay, and so that's the commitment of 100 straight days. Now, when I've done this with people in the past that I've coached or groups that I've coached, people have done amazing things. They've learned to run a marathon. They brought their bench press up to like 240 pounds or, pick the number. They learned how to dance, 100 straight days of dancing. One guy learned how to speak German, practice German for a half hour learning German every day for 100 straight days. Let me think of some of the other items just to give you guys some ideas. And this is not a goal setting. Like, I'm going to make, you know, $100,000 in 100 days. No, but it could be a savings thing. Maybe you're going to take $100 and invest it or put it in a fund for investment for 100 straight days you'll get the gist. But this is something that you're going to master. By the end of 100 days, I mastered Facebook Live. It was easy for me. The challenge was coming up with subjects every day. And I mastered my golf swing. I literally changed my golf swing in 100 days. When you commit to something for 100 straight days, that's almost a third of a year. You are going to master something. So get creative. Figure out, like, okay, what do I want to do? Maybe it's, and you know, the simple stuff, and I'm not saying not to do this, you know, the diet things, and this is a little bit different. Now, if you're going to take and eliminate an item for 100 straight days out of your diet, then great. But I think we want to be a little bit more creative than that. You know, many of you have already got these fitness things going and stuff like that. So I would really caution you against, like, a fitness goal. It's more, and again, it's not a goal. This is something that you're going to master in 100 days. Like, it might be playing the drums, playing an instrument. Doing something with your spouse for 100 straight days. But something fun, not just, I'm going to sit and have coffee with my spouse for 100 straight days. No, we want to do something significant. You want to master an art. Maybe it's, hopefully you're already doing the morning formula. So, we could do better than doing in addition to, if you want to pick two items, do the morning formula for 100 straight days. It could be, you've got to get creative here, but hopefully you're going to hone in and master a skill of some sort and pick something that you've always had in the back of your mind that you want to do. Or want to tackle, or want to accomplish, or want to master. Maybe it's, I remember a couple of years ago, Sean set her goal of being able to do a headstand in yoga. And she did that. And that wasn't 100 days. That might have been a 60-day challenge or just one of her live event goals. But that's something, doing yoga for 100 straight days and then mastering it with an outcome, right? So that's our goal. So here's what we need to do. And tell your accountability group, guys. Tell your team, this is what we're doing. This is what I'm doing. But again, it's not a goal. I'm going to make an extra $100,000 in 100 days. No, that's not it. I'm going to drop 25 pounds in 100 days. No. This is a 100-day challenge where you're going to master something. Okay, dance. Maybe you'll learn how to break dance. Maybe you'll learn how to ballroom dance, but you got to do it, practice every single day. Maybe you're going to, maybe you want to do videos. Maybe you've got a business and you want to go on YouTube for 100 straight days or Facebook Live for 100 straight days or something. You get the point. You guys will be more creative because you know your lives better than me. But we want to pick a day in the very near future. So if you listen to this, whenever you listen to this on a Monday, then you want to get rolling by Wednesday, Thursday, okay? No longer than 3, 4, 5 days, right? We want to get off and running. And feel free, we've got a Facebook group. Feel free to post in our Facebook group that, hey, this is my 100-day challenge, the mother of all challenges. And so now here's a couple things. If you're going to learn to master a craft, get some help. You got video trainings all over the world. So let's say you want to learn how to dance or play the drums. You can find something on YouTube or some trainings online to help you. Let's say you want to run a marathon. Maybe you're going to have to hire somebody, but you're going to have to practice every single day. Maybe you want to get your bench press, the 300 club, right? That's what we used to do back in the day. 300-pound deadlift, 300-pound bench press, 300-pound squat. And I think the squat was the third one, yeah. So maybe you want to join that club. Or for your women, maybe you'll cut those numbers in half. I don't know. But then you might need a personal trainer. But that doesn't mean you're not working at it every single day. Okay, this is something you're mastering. This is not a goal with like a weight loss outcome or a finance outcome. Now, it might lead to some of that stuff. This is something you're going to master. And then don't be afraid to take a video. Let's say if you're going to run a marathon, take a video on day one of where you're at. And then take a video on day 30 where you're at, day 60 where you're at, day 90 where you're at. You guys can always go live in our Facebook group. I think everybody has the ability to go live there and share your progress. Or maybe you're going to do something at your house, a home improvement project that you're going to work on for 30 to 60 minutes every single day for 100 days. Imagine what you can accomplish for 100 days. All right, so the creativity comes from your end. If you have any questions or, hey, if you want to check, is this a good item for me, then you drop us a note or put it in the Facebook group, bring it on a Q&A call, and but let's get rocking and rolling, okay? And remember, hire an expert if you need it. Get an expert. And when I did my golf swing, I had hired so many coaches before, and I implemented a lot of what they did, but what I did is I started, because I had a hitch in my swing. They called it the loop. And I had this loop in my golf swing that I had to get rid of. And it just came out of nowhere, and I got rid of it. And so I slow motion swing. So the first 7 to 10 days of me practicing my golf swing was just slow motion. But I had already taken so many lessons that I didn't feel I needed to hire a pro, because I had done that before many times. So I just worked on my own. I certainly did video and things. So let's get creative here, guys. And again, it might lead to a goal, but this is something to master. A skill, an art form, a technique, knowledge, something. And once you start, you are practicing it 100 straight days. Like I said, I did a Facebook Live 100 straight days. I hit golf balls for 100 straight days. So if you're going to learn how to play the drums, you're going to practice drumming for 100 straight days. If you're going to dance, you're going to practice dancing 100 straight days and take videos. All right, guys? So that's it. Let's get rocking and rolling with our 100-day challenge, and we're looking forward to your feedback. Share your questions and what your 100-day challenge items are. And if you want to do two, that's great, but at least one, okay? And then we'll talk to you soon.